You have any special name for them other than just a neighborhood kid?
No.
You ever call them like the gang or
anything? Yeah, I already, sometimes they would refer to the gang.
Yeah. Oh. Let's see, what's some of the games you played when you were a teenager or younger even?
Tennis, basketball, football, baseball, and softball.
So almost all sports?
All sports. That's all we had was that pond and then had no money to do nothing else. And swimming, of course.
When a new kid moved into your neighborhood, did he usually get along with everybody pretty well right off? Or was
most
it,
all the time they did.
Was there anything special he had to do to make himself accepted? Or
no, just be a good fella.
Be a good fella, yeah. And were there ever any kind of word games that y'all would play, like where one person tried to top the other with some kind of word, you know what
no,
I mean?
No, we didn't do no study, no kind of schooling.
Yeah, no kind, just all sports.
Just all sports.
That's how we did it. I can't, first thing I remember playing was a baseball and softball.
Yeah, I love to play softball.
Did you ever play any kind of hiding games?
Yeah, we used to play hide and go seek.
How did that game work? How did y'all play that?
Well, they had one person that was, they called him It, mm-hmm. you know. And then he would count about 20 and give everybody a chance to go hide. And then if he found them, he's supposed to touch them and then go back, hit base. And if the other fella got back to base first, then he's free. He didn't have to be it.
Did you ever, let's see, any other kinds of games that you can think of much that you played?
That's that riding bicycles and stuff like that, playing cops and robbers.
Did you ever play any games with ropes, anything like that?
I played with rubber guns, though.
Rubber guns.
Yeah. You know, where you cut up inner tube, had a little strip about that big, you know, just cut the strip that big on the inner tube and it would be a rubber band, a large rubber band. Then you'd cut the shape of a gun out of a piece of 1x4 and then you would tack your clothespin on the back. And then you would put that rubber that you cut off the inner tube and stretch it from the barrel all the way to the clothespin and then close your clothespin up. And then you'd match your clothespin, and then you rubber hit it. And then also you can make a big machine gun out of it. Get a piece of board about 6 foot long, and then cut notches in it. And then stretch them back, and then you can put about 20 shots on there. And then you use your thumb and just pop it out of that notch. And it sting the hell out of you,
yeah,
too.
Absolutely.
We played that quite a bit.
What? Did you ever play any games with knives, anything like that?
Play Mumble Peg.
How do you play that?
Well, you first start out, had about 10 or 12. You know, where you flip your knife up and stick it in there, and then put it on the back of your hand, and put it on your fin, and then throw it over your head and such as. And the fella that lost had to root the peg. You'd get a matchstick, and you'd have so many hits with the butt end of the knife and pop it. And then he had to go down that dirt with his teeth and pull a pig out. You never played that?
Never played that.
Yeah, we used to play that all the time. Then also played marbles.
Marbles?
Yeah.
Did you ever play jacks, anything like that?
I didn't do too much with jacks.
What kind of parties did you usually have when you were a teenager? Did you have many parties around?
Just prom parties before we were teenagers. And then after we were teenagers, I never did have much parties. I tell you now, these teenagers have parties.
Yeah. What kind of music do you like to listen to most? Do you have any special
country music?
Country music.
Oh, I love it.
Who's your favorite?
Waylon Jennings.
Waylon Jennings. Yeah,
I'm afraid about him.
I like country music too. It's really coming into vogue, I think, around the country. I'm surprised at how many people from other parts of the country.
I want to go to Nashville so bad to see the Grand Ole Opry, I don't know what to do.
You know, if you go, you have to buy tickets about 3 or 4 months in advance.
Yeah, well, no, I know one fellow that owns a concrete company up there, and he told me anytime I want tickets, he'd get them for us.
We've been meaning to go over there. It's about, though, 250 miles to Nashville from where we are.
That's a long way. Y'all got the wide state, ain't you?
You ever heard of a man named Doc Watson?